With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting there's been a $9 million winning bid for a rare copy of the U.S. Constitution.
There are only 8 known copies of this document still in existence from 1787. This is the only one that was privately held. Appraiser Seth Caller.
A ratification copy of the United States Constitution, actually signed by the one person who had to sign it, Charles Thompson.
Thompson was the Secretary of the Congress. There's also a letter from George Washington asking for ratification. This prized document, sold by Brunk Auctions for $9 million, was recently found inside a filing cabinet at a property once owned by a former North Carolina governor. I'm Jackie Quinn.
There's widespread evidence of a healthy U.S. economy. However, correspondent Donna Warder reports lower-income Americans are being squeezed by high prices.
The Bank of Atlanta estimates that the U.S. economy grew a strong 3.4% in the third quarter, despite Americans dealing with high prices. But Federal Reserve research suggests that only a portion of the American population is fueling most of the economic growth. By August of this year, inflation-adjusted spending on retail goods was nearly 17% higher than it was in January 2018, but for upper-income households earning more than $100,000 a year. Spending for middle-income households earning $60,000 to $100,000 rose 13.3% during the same period. Donna Warder, Washington.
The Federal Aviation Administration is opening a new review of safety at Boeing. It will conduct a 3-month review of Boeing's compliance with safety regulations. On Wall Street, another good day as the Dow was up by 36 points. The Nasdaq rose 115. This is SRN News. A North Carolina school district says no to the Ten Commandments.
The members of the Iredell-Statesville School Board of Education have voted down a proposal that would have placed a copy of the Decalogue on display in every public school classroom. Board members freely admitted they feared litigation if they allowed the commandments to be put up. The proposal could be brought up again at future board meetings, but the threat of being sued by a powerful atheist group such as the Freedom From Religion Foundation remains. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A campaign to enshrine abortion rights in the Missouri Constitution has raised close to $22 million. Campaign reports show Missourians for Constitutional Freedom brought in more than $14 million between July and the end of September. Missouri Right to Life has spent more than $637,000 in opposition. The proposed constitutional amendment would allow abortion until an unborn baby is viable. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks rose to records to close out their latest winning week. The S&P 500 climbed 0.4% to squeak past the all-time high it had set earlier this week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 0.1% to its own record set the day before, and the NASDAQ Composite gained 0.6%. Netflix helped drive the market after that streaming giant reported stronger profit for the latest quarter than analysts had expected. It marked the sixth straight winning week for the S&P 500, its longest such streak of the year. The Dow up 36 points today to close at 43,275. The NASDAQ gained 116 to 18,489. The S&P 500 added 23 points to 5864. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.